The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
First, though, to those fuel protests, as you've been hearing all morning, they've entered a third day. The Minister for Justice has said that blocking of critical national infrastructure will not be permitted to continue, and the assistance of the Defence Forces has formally been requested this morning. Let's first of all go to our reporter, Josh Crosby, who's in Foynes in Limerick. So, Josh, you've managed to get there. What can you see?
Yes, I just arrived here. It's absolutely lashing here, but I don't think the weather will be turning off these protesters here. I was actually surprised the number of vehicles coming in parked on either side of the road, well over 70 vehicles. And something I haven't seen over the past 3 days covering this is the sheer volume of cars as well parked up. I'm looking at a Mercedes here parked beside me, and I've been speaking to some of the truck drivers who have been blocked from going in or out, and they're not transporting fuel, they're transporting a chemical, they say, a chemical to treat wastewater treatment plants. And they say if they're not allowed in soon, there could be boiled water notices coming up. Now, I've been speaking to some protesters down at the gate, and I said this to them. I said, some trucks are not carrying fuel, and they say, yes, we are coming to an agreement now that they're going to let in and out some chemicals. Absolutely no fuel, they say. Then I asked them about this news about the army. Some say they're not afraid of the army. Some are sceptical if it's going to happen at all.
Okay.
So I've literally just got here, and then I'll be bringing you some reaction there now as I get it.
Just so that we're clear, what happens at Foynes is that the finished petrol and diesel and home heating oil is stored there. It's transported from there to forecourts and retailers around the country. So that is why it's critical, isn't it?
Yes, and I've been hearing as well that there are petrol stations in Kerry, I've heard of, that have put up notices this morning that they just have no fuel in the forecourt.
Mm-hmm. So it is having an impact. But you're saying...
That's already, yes.
I know you've just arrived there, Josh, but from what you are seeing, it's intensifying in that more protesters are joining the ranks now this morning.
So as I was coming into Foynes, there were three trucks and two tractors in front of me. I didn't know, were they just held up? Were they on their way? Were they doing their day's work? What was happening? But as I pulled in myself, they pulled in front of me. So
okay.
Yes, I can confirm more are arriving.
And we've heard this morning, as our newsroom has been reporting, that formal request for assistance from the Defence Forces has gone through now from the Department of Justice. But you're not seeing any sign of the armed forces at Foynes, certainly in the few minutes since you've arrived.
No, certainly not where I'm standing here now.
Okay, Josh, we'll keep in touch with you. Josh Crosby there in Foynes. Let's go to Emily Keegan, our reporter in Dublin. So, Emily, what's the latest from Dublin? What are you seeing?
Yeah, so I'm currently sheltering outside the GPO because while it might be raining for Josh in Limerick, it's also absolutely lashing here. It hasn't discouraged them. They're still out. They're still blocking O'Connell Street here. I mean, I arrived on O'Connell Street on Tuesday at around 11 o'clock in the morning, and I'm seeing a lot of the same faces here today who haven't gone home, who've slept out every night since and are staying here. And the message remains the same, that they're going to stay until they get correspondence from the government. Now, I know earlier on this morning there had been traffic blocked on the quays. Once I arrived about maybe half an hour ago, the protesters were actually out helping that traffic turn around on the quays, reverse back up, or do 3-point turns and drive down the wrong direction back up so that they could get out of the gridlock that's actually here. While the protesters, coincidentally, were being very helpful to those people, and everything seemed fairly friendly, a bystander did approach them and confront them and started calling the protesters idiots, said that what they were doing wasn't going to achieve anything. And I do have to hand it to the men involved here. They just chose to ignore the man. There was no kind of back and forth between them. They didn't escalate things. It remained very peaceful, and he did go about his way. That's the only real confrontation that I've seen over the past 3 days. I know there are a lot of people who are complaining about it, both on air and online, but that's the first time I've seen something happening in person. Otherwise, a lot of people are actually turning up, offering these guys a place to stay. They're offering them showers. They're actually bringing them food. And one of them went and bought a copy of each of the papers, and they're now all here looking at the pictures of themselves and trying to spot which tractor is which on the cover of each of the papers. Mm-hmm. So spirits are still very high, despite the fact they've been here for 3 days now.
When we spoke to Conor Feehan, he was describing that when people were trying to turn around and escape the blockade, the motorists, that they were being blocked, that their escape route was being chased down. You're saying, from what you've described, that's changed in the last little while, in that the protesters are helping people get away.
Yeah, that's what it seems to be here. Now, the quays, as far as I can see, are completely clear. There's no traffic stopped on the quays right now. There was about maybe a dozen cars and vehicles when I first arrived, and they've since been cleared as well. And the guys were out helping them. They were directing them in how to turn around and to get back down. So they do seem to be cooperating. And even since then, a fire brigade has come up the quays and had absolutely no issue passing. They stood out of the way and it got up. It didn't even really have to slow down. Like they are doing what they say they're doing in letting emergency vehicles pass. However, it is still extremely disruptive for people who are trying to commute.
Okay, Emily, thank you very much for that update from Dublin. I want to get some more news on the political front now with Conal Thomas, who's political correspondent at the Irish Independent. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
So what is the latest on this on the political front? We had that statement early this morning from the Minister for Justice. What's happening?
I suppose in the last hour we would have seen Taoiseach Micheál Martin come out and say that people, the protesters particularly, need to reflect on this and that a gun cannot be held, put to the government's head over this. And he would have talked a little bit about how we're an open trading nation and that sustainable food supplies, etc., and fuel supplies are essential. Now, how much that's going to break through the protesters and those blockading, I'm not sure. Like, effectively, what we've seen the last 24 hours is the government dig its heels in. This is now a standoff. It's a very tense moment, I suppose. This would have started shortly after 9:30 a.m. yesterday when Jack Chambers, the Public Expenditure Minister, came out and condemned the protests. And shortly after that, we weren't expecting it, but the Taoiseach, Tánaiste, and Sean Canny came out and gave a press conference saying much the same. We've had a succession of ministers come out the last 24 hours. We've had Simon Harris, the Tánaiste, say it's despicable. Attacking our economy and our society to block critical infrastructure. We've had Martin Hayden, the agricultural minister, say that we cannot allow anarchy. The difficulty, though, for the government in all of this, it's always said, and it's said the last 24 hours, and it's continuing to say this that it will engage only with the official bodies, right? And that negotiation is ongoing with a whole range of groups to look at different supports that are being brought to the table. We don't quite know what they look like, and we don't know quite what the government are going to give away now in the next couple of days or weeks if this continues. And the tricky part for the government in this is that this is quite a disparate group of protesters and blockaders, and it cannot be seen, it's saying, to go out and negotiate with every single one of them or every single individual group. So what you're seeing today again is the Taoiseach appealing for people to go off. But based on the reports that your bulletins you've just put there, Claire, I mean, is there an element here that the support is growing? And the difficulty here for the coalition is that there is still an element of public support for these protests. How much that is to do with blockading critical infrastructure is hard to parse out.
And how unified is the coalition on this? Your colleague in the Irish Independent, Fiona Sheehan, writing about Junior Minister Michael Healy-Rae saying that these people need to be spoken to and that enough wasn't done with that quarter of a million excise package.
I'm picking up that Michael Healy-Rae is something of an aberration within the coalition lineup at the moment. There does seem to be complete unity, although that comments he did make did cause some consternation yesterday. And bear in mind, that's not the first time the junior minister has come out and said against the government. He was notably outspoken on Mercosur and, you know, would have been criticised over that. But otherwise, it is they're pulling on the jersey here and uniting behind this. And Jim O'Callaghan, as we said, has come out in the last 24 hours and said that, you know, the law of the land must be upheld and that we're hearing reports now that the army are moving in. But there does seem to be unity across the government. But how much they're going to give away, or will they have to meet with these protesters? I'm not getting any sense that they're going to yield on that at the moment.
So it'll be the heavy hand, it would seem, given that statement from Jim O'Callaghan this morning, as opposed to any sort of attempt to appease the concerns of the protesters.
Yeah, and I think the concern for the government here is, you know, this was standoff, this was attrition, really, until we would have heard reports about the army potentially moving in. But the question is, and I think there are some fears within government, that if the army have to move in widespread in terms of some of these blockades, does that lead to potential violence and further disruption? But we're going to have to see how that plays out throughout the day.
Yeah, we were talking earlier on about the practicalities of these machines being moved, that there's only a limited number of vehicles that would be capable of moving these machines. A lot of those vehicles are owned by haulage companies, and that it would be very unlikely, certainly in a local area, that you would have a haulage company owner who would say, yeah, we'll help the Defence Forces out and remove these vehicles on behalf of the Defence Forces. You can understand how difficult that would be.
And I think what you'll see is probably an attempt to unblock some of those critical points at this point in the hope that the more widespread protesters at O'Connell Street, etc., will move off throughout the day. But as you say, we're not picking up any sense that's going to happen. So how heavy-handed the Defence Forces and An Garda Síochána go in here is going to be a big question, because, as I say, I think it's a very tense moment.
Are we going to hear officially from the Taoiseach on this today? Are you hearing that the Taoiseach will be out? Will there be a press conference?
Well, we would have heard Micheál Martin in the last hour, and he would have said that, you know, there's been engagement, there's ongoing engagement with official bodies, negotiation with a whole range of groups, and like he would have said, citizens can always have avenues, but Babaca in fuel depots and motorways is not the answer. I think what's likely to happen over the next few hours and throughout the day is you'll see potentially An Garda Síochána and the Defence Forces move in and try and unblock some of those critical points. But if it gets to the point where there's any further disturbance or violence, or if this erupts in any way, it's going to be hard for the government leaders not to come out publicly on this.
I was looking at some of the protesters in their interviews over the course of the last day or so, Conal, and this is broadening out from the fuel issue, from the fuel crisis, people complaining about general taxation, saying that Ireland is very expensive for everything from, you know, insurance to your home heating bill and so on. Like, the longer it goes on, the more you're going to hear about problems beyond the fuel crisis.
Yeah, and I think the question for the government, it's a really tricky one, because they're not going to roll out, at least my understanding, and they've ruled out rolling out any sort of more support package. They would have had the €250 million support package a few weeks ago, and a lot of those measures are into the end of May. But, like, I mean, the question all this, and I suppose my colleague John Downey would have been writing about this morning, you know, is this a bit of a yellow vest moment for Ireland? Does this spread wider? Do the issues become, you know, wider around what you're saying on insurance and what the questions then for the government are? I think right now you're in a kind of febrile stage where this is very much on the ground and, you know, there's huge disruption, and we've had politicians across the spectrum coming out asking for protests to move on. But the opposition parties, interestingly, Sinn Féin would say the government needs to meet with the protesters. Would have had the Labour TD George Lawler in the last hour or two saying that the government needs to meet with the protesters. The difficulty for the government is, what does that look like? Mm-hmm. And it cannot seem pinpoint, because there's such disparate groups. Now, Sinn Féin, I understand, are currently meeting on this at the moment to kind of formulate more of a position. Mary Lou McDonald will be out around midday. They're launching a new neutrality policy, so we'll probably hear more from her. But you have also seen on the other side of things, Aintus Padder Tobin, who would have given a speech at the first day on O'Connell Street yesterday calling for the protesters to go home. So everyone's trying to figure out which way this is going to go. But it's interesting what you're saying, that if the support is growing for this, will the government have to yield in some way over the next 24 hours?
All right.
Or will it go with the heavy hand?
Let's see what happens. Conal, thank you very much. Conal Thomas there from the Irish Independent. We'll keep you up to date on developments across the morning. We're keeping a close eye on it. We have reporters in most parts of the country, and they will bring us the very latest as it happens. If you want to get in touch with your views on the protest, are you impacted by it today? Do you support them? Do you not support them? 087 1400 106. What do you think the government can do or should do in light of the statement from the Minister for Justice this morning, where he confirmed that the assistance of the Defence Forces will be sought? And we heard from the Defence Forces that official request has gone in. So we await developments now.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.